Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Dion Odessa, the founder of Rise and Love With You. I am here to influence your thoughts, your words, and your actions. And also, I am a very stylish girl, so don't forget that. And welcome to the show, Rise and Love With You Radio. It is an amazing show today. It's an interesting topic today. I'm putting a spin on things, and we're talking about the other side of what it means to rise in love with you. Because, of course, we hear about the glamour, the sensationalism of rising in love with ourselves and how it will make us free and just feel elated and great and good and da-da-da-da-da. But also, there is another side of it. So that's what we're going to touch upon today, because you have to know what it takes and what you will encounter while on this journey of rising in love with yourself. All right? So Rise in Love With You is a movement that I founded to inspire millions of women around the world to rise in love with themselves regardless of their current circumstance. However, on this journey of inspiring women, men have also gravitated towards the movement. So that's a beautiful thing, and I definitely welcome all. So come one, come all. So yes, men need to love themselves too. There's nothing wrong with that. So you're definitely welcome to join the movement of rising in love with yourself. All right? So the other side of rising in love with yourself, I'm going to touch upon 3 points today. There's many, many, many sides to it, but today we're definitely going to touch upon 3 different points. And those 3 points are that when you rise in love with yourself, people that used to know you, people that used to love you, or just say love you, will become confused with this new person, for lack of a better word, for lack of a better sentence, will either gravitate and just go with the flow with you, or they will not know how to handle this new you. They have fallen in love and they got used to the person that they used to know, the person that did not love themselves, the person that questioned themselves, the person that wanted better but didn't quite know how to go about it. So now that you're going about it, it's like, wait, hold up, what? Who is this person? Because that's not the person that I used to know, and that's not the person that I fell in love with, and that's not the person that was walking around here last week, last month, last year, talking this and this and that, doing this and this and that. So, hello, what's going on here? The other part is that you will personally have to acquire the discipline to change old habits, things that you used to do. You cannot do those things anymore. You would have to pay attention to everything that you let into your energy field, your cipher, your aura, things that you listen to, words that you speak, thoughts that come into your mind, actions that you take, all of that stuff, and requires discipline in the beginning until you are able to make it a habit. All right? So keep that in mind. And next, you will have to be comfortable with making other people uncomfortable. What did I say? What did she say? You have to be comfortable with making other people uncomfortable. That's right. So far we have 3 things, right? We have that people, you will lose some people that used to know you and used to love you, and you would have to acquire the discipline, and you will have to be comfortable with making other people uncomfortable. All right, so let's get into the thick of this. Let's get into the thick of things. So let's touch upon this whole thing about people, you losing people that you used to know. right? Because when people are used to you, say your family members, your boyfriend, your friends, they know you and they categorize you. They put you into a box in order to make things flow. That's how we work. You know, we judge things. It's just human nature. So people know you and they judge you for what they know of you. So that judgment is based upon things that you used to do, things that you used to say, and how you used to think. And that's how they fell in love with you. That's what they know you by. So now when you make this change into complete empowerment, into complete love, and you are just stepping in a different way, you're speaking in a different way, you're doing things differently, they're going to be like, wait a minute, hold up, who is this girl? Who does she think she is? Number one, don't she know that she's with us? Don't she know that we are together? So why is she trying to act like she's over there now and we're over here? They may not understand your journey. They may not understand what goes on in your mind. So now it's up to you to do one of two things. If you feel that it's worthy, that they are worthy of an explanation of what you're going through on your journey, do that. Take out the time to explain to them that what you're doing right now is for the betterment of your life, which will then better their life. Let them know that you're improving yourself, that you're falling in love with yourself, that you're actually, excuse me, oh, did I say falling? You're not falling, you're rising in love with yourself. In order to do that, they must also accompany you on your journey and support you on your journey. If they are worthy enough of knowing this information, then it's only right that you give them the details as to how they can support you. So when there's times when you feel like you may succumb or you may fall back or you may become enticed or tempted of doing things, being around situations and people that will bring you back to your old way of living, that will take you out of the realm of rising in love with yourself, let them know, tell them to check you. It's okay for them to check you. And this is not for everyone, though. These are only for the people that you find worthy of sharing your information and confiding in them on your journey. Next, we have your other choice, which is to just do you. Honey, girl, do you, regardless of what the hell they have to say, because people are going to say what they want to say anyway. And those people that you feel are not really worth your time, or not even really worth your time, but not even worth you putting your energy in there, into them and explaining to them what you have to do, you have to be strong enough to walk in your walk and talk in your talk. And think the way that you think in order to rise in love with you, no matter what they have to say, because they're going to face opposition while rising in love with you. You do know that, right? You're going to face it. And that's what brings me to the other point, which is on your journey to rise in love with you, you have to be comfortable in making other people uncomfortable. Because not everybody that you know is on the same journey as you. And we all become comfortable within our own comfort zone. And a comfort zone doesn't necessarily mean that it feels good. We can have negative comfort zones that make us feel bad as well. You do know that, right? So when someone is stuck within their own comfort zone and they're happy with the way that their lives are, whether it brings them pain or joy, whether it brings them pleasure or turmoil, the comfort zone is the comfort zone regardless of what. So when they see you doing their thing, this is causing them to step outside of their comfort zone, which causes them to be uncomfortable. And you are the source of making them uncomfortable. So therefore, they will oppose whatever you're going through, push you away, fight you, turn against you, ridicule you, talk about you, try to bring you down. They try to do everything in order to get that comfort zone back into them, get back to their normal comfort zone. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that's why I say you have to be prepared for this, and you have to be willing to make other people uncomfortable along your journey of being, of rising in love with you. So with that being said, the other part of that is knowing to discipline yourself. So now that you know, yes, you're on this journey to self-love and to rising in love with yourself and to better your life and to just live a life of joy, of passion, all of this stuff, you have to be willing to put the footwork in. You have to be willing to do whatever it takes to bring this about, to make this your reality. When I say reality, I'm not stressing that word necessarily, but I mean to order to see it with your eyes. Because just because you don't see something with your eyes doesn't mean that it's not really happening. That's a whole other subject. But you have to build faith, and not in the religious context, but you have to build the belief that everything will, that you already have everything, you just don't see it, okay? I don't know if that kind of went over your head. Hopefully it didn't. But if it did, don't worry, I got you. We can talk about that another time. But you have to be willing to put the footwork in, to discipline yourself and say, you know what? You know what, Kendra? You know what, Ashley? You know what, Lorraine? You know whatever your name is? You have to be willing to say, these are the things that I'm going to do in order to rise in love with myself no matter what. So the way that you know what you want is to know what you don't want. Whatever you don't want, write it down. Whatever's making you feel like shit, write it down. Whatever's making you feel anxious, write it down. Whatever brings a fear in your life, write it down. So now that you have this list, you flip this list. And the opposite of not wanting to be afraid of speaking in public, for example, is being comfortable with speaking in public. That's just an example that I use here. So now that we know what we want, we focus on what we want and what we don't want. It's absolutely, absolutely necessary to do that. Okay? So the next thing is to discipline yourself to bring all of these things into fruition no matter what. Bring all of these things to life. And you, my dear, must make that step. You must every single day, every morning when you wake up and every night before you go to sleep, look at your list and read it and stick to it. Those people who are worthy of knowing your journey, let them know this is what I'm going through. If you see me do anything opposite, let me know. And then the people that who are unworthy, I'm sorry, rock on. That's when you have to be comfortable with making them uncomfortable. You feel me? So that's the other side of rising in love with you. That's just the tip. We're going to touch upon this stuff at another time in the future as well. So there you have it. We have the three other sides of rising in love with you. Making other people uncomfortable. You have to be comfortable with making other people uncomfortable. You have to know that there are people in your life that will disappear, that will fight against this new you because they're just so comfortable with the person that they knew before. So you might give them reason to think, you know, to question their own worth and what they're doing with their lives and to question if you feel as if you're better than them because you're trying to make life better for you. Are you ready for this stuff? And are you that committed to being disciplined enough and sticking it through with persistence and consistency? In the beginning, after doing this for a while, it will become habit. So don't worry about that. I'm not talking about forever here. It's just for the beginning, okay? So are you really, really, really ready to rise in love with you? And if you are, join the Rise in Love with You movement. www.deannadessa.com. Check me out for my daily blog posts and for my inspirational speeches. Rise in Love with You is coming to a town near you. I am Deanna Dessa, here to influence your thoughts, your speech, and your actions. And don't forget, I am a very stylish girl. Rise in love.